Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. We haven't been on for a while. The AT&T blackout. That did something, didn't it, Don?
Yeah,
I believe
screwed
so.
Me up for half a day.
So we got a, you know, a, we've hooked up a Johnson Evinrude combo, outboard right. Inboard.
Right, we got a dish on the antenna, an antenna dish on the roof.
Yeah,
or roof.
Let's see if we can fire it up. Let's fire up this podcast. From a bicycle shed.
Somewhere in the Midwest.
Full of dangerous tools.
It's movie chatter.
Movie chatter. We're just going to talk.
Podcast.
We're going to talk.
This is one of my favorite things to do.
Hey, you know what? Look at that. Over. Philip Duke just sent me that poster. Check out the little mini poster right there.
I was admiring that poster. Philip Duke sent you that?
Yeah, all the way from Arizona.
What a hell of a guy that guy is. Yep. He is.
IMAX. That's the new Godzilla Minus One.
That is a great picture.
It's funny to have an IMAX trailer. I mean, IMAX poster mini.
People are saying that's right. Still one of the best movies of the year.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll win an Academy Award.
Although I heard some reviewers say Dune, which is coming out next week, said that was equally as good.
Well, technically, that one's from 23. So, Dune will be 24.
December 23, yeah.
They're quick to pat themselves on the back before we've seen it.
They have, right. I've been rewatching Dune.
The original?
Well, no. I mean, the Dune 1.
Okay, right.
In preparation. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. But I still say it's all set up for Dune 2.
Will be all set up for Dune 3, because there's going to be three parts.
That's right.
Yeah. Shabam.
And if you go 3, why wouldn't you go 4?
Yeah. Denise. Is it Denise or Denis Villeneuve?
I'd call him D. Call D him Villeneuve.
Big D.
Big D.
Jacques Villeneuve. He's not related to that Formula One driver,
no,
is he?
No.
Okay.
I mean, but if you look at his movies that he's done, he's so diverse. I mean, a lot of sci-fi, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, he...
Arrival, Blade Runner 2049, Sicario, I can't ever say...
Sicario.
Sicario, Enemy, Prisoners, great one, obviously.
Yeah, those are dramas, criminal justice.
Just some of your biggies.
Well, they get your emotions out. Get your emotions out.
So, I mean, he can do a lot.
He is also from Canada, which I think Jacques Villeneuve, the...
Well, I mean, right.
Oh,
I think Villeneuve is common over there as
you're
Smith
right.
is over
okay,
here.
Okay, you're probably right. You're probably right, yeah.
I'm going to say he's French-Canadian.
All right. We're going to leave it at that.
All right.
I'm sure he's familiar with patisseries.
Mmm.
That's a lot of egg in your baking.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mr. Bake Off over here.
Oh,
British baking show.
Oh yeah,
you're still milking that, huh?
Yep.
Wow, I cannot believe you have been on that kick for it seems like the entire winter.
It's
been a winter of baking for you.
Yeah, it makes me happy. Keeps you calm.
Mm. Right, that's nice.
Well, that's the thing. When you start watching some of these, I was over at Don's house and we were watching Suits.
Okay.
I mean, they were on season 2, and there's 9 seasons, I believe.
Life is cruel, so you need to have something to keep you calm. Other than heroin, you know, I know that works, but with that...
or whiskey.
Yeah.
You can only do that on the weekends, otherwise it becomes a habit.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or beer, having a lazy, hazy rabbit here.
Nice.
Lazy, IPA. Hazy. Lazy Hazy. Yeah, we got the three boys here. Kelly, I'm expecting her to barge in.
Oh,
probably in an hour.
Maybe 8:30 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll for see. Those listening now, stick around for Kelly because she's coming with a very recently watched Argyle.
Oh yeah, right.
Review.
I'm going to wait for the theaters to show up on iTunes.
Right, but I still want to know what she heard about or what she thinks about it. Although we got that little flavor from our little text chain where she. I mean, spoiler, I think she liked it.
A lot of the movies now are coming quick to streaming. I just noticed that you got Aquaman coming out next week.
Yeah.
What?
You got
Priscilla. That's the 27th.
Yeah, Priscilla just came out 2 days ago. I haven't watched Priscilla
I know.
Yet.
I know. I wanted to have Priscilla in the bag. That's a Sofia Coppola movie.
Okay.
Elvis.
Oh, she's good.
Elvis movie from the Priscilla's point of view.
Yeah, and the handsome guy from Saltburn.
Yes,
plays Elvis.
Austin Butler.
No.
The tall guy.
Oh, you're right.
The tall guy in Saltburn.
Shit. Yeah, he was the original. Yes, I don't know who it is. His name is.
And then, what did I see? Wonka is the next one. So you're gonna get. You got Priscilla on Max.
Mm.
Then you got Aquaman next week, the following week, Wonka. So those are three big movies.
And
those
I think Argyle is going to be.
And Argyle, that's on Apple TV.
Apple.
Next. And you get Napoleon coming out.
Napoleon, they keep saying coming soon. I
own it. So.
Right, you do. And we watched half of it the other day and it was pretty good.
I mean, just wait for it to be on streaming.
That fella's name is Jacob Elordi.
Okay.
The very handsome.
Oh, is he? Okay. You'll probably see him more and more. He's young. And we couldn't wait for Beekeeper to go to streaming.
It is streaming.
No.
You could watch it for $19. You could have just came over.
Bill got us two tickets for about for 25 bucks or something like that.
Okay. $23 for two people.
Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, you can't buy it yet. Like, we couldn't. Put it on Philip's Voodoo account.
That's what it was. We could rent it, but not buy it.
So, right. Yeah, I don't like doing that. If we're gonna do that $20 deal, I want it to be a buy.
Yeah, $4 more. You got it, and then everybody can see it.
Right, get it on the Voodoo, and then everybody can see it, and
And you can see it again in the future.
It seems
worth it.
Voodoo actually has changed over to Fandango.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Fandango.
I don't. Maybe they still call it Voodoo or Fandango's
Voodoo. No, Fandango is going to Voodoo's going to be eliminated. So your icons will change.
All right.
It's Fandango's actually a type of dance. I don't know if anybody knows that.
That's when you promenade. I think promenade your partner.
Well, it's similar to the flamingo, but it's the Fandango.
You got to be skinny,
like a rose in your mouth. You have to have a DVD or something, I think, in your mouth.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Trying to be funny.
Beekeeper.
Yeah, so we saw the Beekeeper.
Let's talk about it. Talk about Beekeeper right
Bam.
Now. Bam. Beekeeper.
You were the one that saw it first, and your text review was enough to get me to say, yeah, let's figure out a way to get there at the theater.
We were really excited. That was, we went to the theater and saw two movies. We saw Lisa Frankenstein. And then we snuck into The Beekeeper.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't think we've gotten a review on Lisa Frankenstein either.
Beekeeper
we'll need
is
that
rated
second.
Very high. It's actually rated higher by the critics than the audience. I'll check. All right. But it's rated pretty high. And so I loved it, but it wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
But I had these expectations.
Okay.
I think it was very good. I didn't put it in the A class.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did.
You were right there, though. I mean, not to spoil, but you said at my house, I asked you for a letter grade. You said B+.
I did.
So that's pretty freaking high. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it.
Yeah. That's.
But.
I mean, a C is like, you know, average.
I mean, It felt like a John Wick kind of movie. There was a lot of killing.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's even sort of a secret killing squad, you know, or a secret killing, I don't know, just the John Wick versus Beekeeper, you know, you get into the movie and you learn.
You know how they do Aliens versus Predator movies? John Wick versus Beekeeper. That would be funny.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see a Beekeeper too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or you something. Can't. It'll be called The Hive or something like that.
It seemed to me that, and I think maybe, I don't know if it's the same thing that made it not an A-plus or whatever, or an A for you, Bill, was that it was definitely a magical ride.
Yeah, just like in John Wick, none of the bullets ever kill him.
Right.
Same thing here.
I mean, he's in close quarters with 20 Secret Service people and takes out six of them, but nobody else shoots him from a
Yeah, they're all patiently waiting to shoot him.
Exactly. Anybody outside of his grasp.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
You know, is
they
like,
were all in like their SWAT outfits.
Right.
And he had nothing.
He had nothing. He had a cigarette lighter.
He had nothing. Yeah, but I loved it. I mean, it was Jason Statham, sort of reborn in a new character.
How does he get to just keep on making movies? He doesn't ever change hairdo. They never put fake hair on him. They never make him do a different accent.
He wore a hat. He wore a baseball cap the whole movie.
Oh,
that was his. Okay. I was like, okay, you're wearing a baseball cap this entire movie.
Oh,
that's,
you're right.
That's
you're
your
right.
thing.
And he doesn't have really good, dialogue. I mean,
gosh,
they
no.
say, I'm going to count to three. And he goes, one, two, three. Yeah, there, I did it
actually,
for you.
71 Rotten Tomatoes, 92 audience.
Okay, so the audience just loved it. Of course,
even
people
better.
Like me and you, Don, you go to see it, you know what you're going to get. But to have the critics give a 71, maybe that's a credit to this, the angle that they use, the beekeeper.
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposed to be protecting the hive. It's this... legal force that works outside the law. That
I mean, it's pretty much almost like Mission Impossible. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, impossible right. Mission Force. You just have to just ask and we'll see if you show
right.
up.
Right, right. And also, exactly. I also agree. I mean, I also, think that that's similar to John Wick, right? I don't know. What is their underground, hitman group called? Is there a group?
Yeah, but I mean, they're not... John Wick, they're all bad. They're,
right.
They're never doing anything
it was sort
good
of,
for the government.
Right, but it was sort of like this unknown society or association that you never heard of.
Right, right.
I guess maybe, the one you said previously is a more closer one with what was the other government sort of agents that you were just talking about?
Mission Impossible?
Yeah, Mission Impossible. That's a closer... Much
and
closer.
That's, as I compare the two, of course, he's not working with a team like in Mission Impossible.
That's true.
But, it's always one man kind of saving the world.
Mm.
But Mission Impossible is so much better. I mean,
yes.
Again, Beekeeper was good.
Right.
But you just go another level when you're talking Mission Impossible.
Right, right.
You know, it's like a 007
Right,
movie,
but you have
right?
to. They have to be good. You know, that's the problem with John Wick is no one is
Everybody's
good.
Everybody's a bad guy.
Here's an idea for a John Wick 5. Just popped into my head.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, if they wanted to try to turn the, make John Wick actually do something in a positive manner.
Okay.
If for some reason, like, our government captured him for some reason and they needed to turn him loose they drop him... Into Russia,
sort of a
to take out Putin.
I said that.
He said, "Yeah, go to the Ukraine."
Oh yeah,
I said, "Yeah, Jason, we need the beekeeper to take out Putin."
No, but
imagine
John Wick.
Yeah,
they just drop him in.
There you go. That's funny.
Or like he's about to be executed, and there's a.
It's like a suicide squad situation of sorts.
I mean, that's the only way you can do it. Because, the suicide squad, they're bad.
They are.
Right? I mean,
I
heard the new Marvel movie, The Thunderbolts, is basically a suicide squad situation.
Yeah, that got bumped. That got Fantastic Four bumped it a little bit.
It did. I think they switched positions.
Fantastic Four news.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's, I mean, you know.
They have a cast has been established.
Vanessa Kirby.
Mm.
Pedro Pascal.
Mm.
Okay, now the other two I can't pop off.
There's all you need.
The guy from Bear, the Bear. And also...
What? Not the main character.
Not the main
the
character.
The cousin. The cousin from the really? Bear. Right.
Is going to be playing Thing.
Oh my God.
He's Jewish.
Okay.
And then...
Elbin Moss Barak. Barak.
Oh, say, yeah,
how
yeah.
do you say that name? Can you pronounce that, Bill?
Elbin Moss... Oh, just... Bacharach.
I mangled it. Thank you. That's much better. Elbin Moss.
And who's going to play Johnny Torch?
That is a guy from Stranger Things.
Oh, right. He has the long hair in Stranger Things.
Yeah, we'll he recently time. Played...
Billy? Wasn't he Billy?
Yeah, he... I don't think it was Billy, but it was another one of those... It was last season's...
The rock guy.
The bad guy. Or not the bad guy, but sort of a new addition. He was a Dungeons & Dragons friend
right,
to all
right.
the kids. I'll find
right,
out.
Right, right, right. They had longer hair.
Pedro Pascal and Vanessa Kirby is what that puts that over the fun. Top, man. That's going to be... I am so psyched for that because, I mean, it could be a resurgence of Marvel. You know, they've been struggling a little bit to catch some traction with
yeah, like
some God. Of the movies.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Adam Webb, you know, just do yourself a favor. Do not hire Dakota...
No, you can't blame it on Dakota Johnson. I love no? Dakota. No, no, you have to blame it on Fox that is basically just making a movie just to keep their contract.
Keep the copyright for Spider-Man up to date, something yeah, like that.
I actually, we were going to see it, and then I actually heard a review that it really is truly awful. But, I mean, I want to see awful.
I think it got 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
The thing about it is I heard that, like, all the extra people, like Sydney Sweeney, all the people you actually want to see, they're not even in the movie.
They're hardly in the movie.
Like, everything you see in the trailer,
right?
That supposedly, that's it. The rest of it is just...
That's what killed it for me. When you said that, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's all I want to see is Sydney Sweeney in a tight lycra suit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being honest right now.
Right.
Hanging upside down, you know, getting hit in the face by something. There's the guy from, his name is Joseph Quinn. That's his character. He was part of the Hell Club.
Oh, yeah.
God, in that picture, he almost looks like Noel Fielding from the British Baking Show.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. He was a good character. So, that's going to be fun. That's in the future. There are other movies that are happening now, though, that we've seen. What have you been watching, Dave?
God, let me get my... Thank God for Philip Duke that he gave me the power to use Letterboxd now.
Yeah.
So I have a diary and...
I guess we were in the middle of Beekeeper. We were doing a Beekeeper.
Oh, yeah, you were doing a Beekeeper?
We were. We were completely into Beekeeper. I don't think we've finished with the
Beekeeper. Okay, yeah, Beekeeper.
So... You know, Beekeeper, it's one of these...
Oh, yeah, we got off on John Wick, right.
One guy seeks to correct the wrongs, and it's Jason Statham, and you just love it. He goes into... I mean, you see it in the trailer. He goes into this...
that building and just starts burning...
Puts gasoline over everybody and the things and goes...
Yes.
Yeah, and he...
If you want to leave now...
You don't see this in the trailer, but he says, all right, you got... You repeat after me.
Oh yeah.
I will never rip off innocent people of their money, and they're all laughing.
Anytime again.
So then takes one of the guys and just beats
the shit out of
beats
him.
Beats the shit out of
him. And then he gets him to say what he wanted to say.
And then they all change their mind.
And then he poured gas over all of their computers and lit the place on fire.
Yeah, he planted a little bit of dynamite too, so.
Yeah, I thought that it was a throwback to a just over-the-top action movie where you knew the guy was going to win. You had no question. My only question was,
no spoilers.
Were they going to, I mean, no spoilers.
No, I'm saying you can barely spoil this movie.
You can.
I mean, what do you expect to happen?
The only thing is are they gonna set it up for a sequel, or are they gonna try to get some like story points and kill him off in the end? You know, that's what I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure he's going to make it through this thing, but they could make it like a, you know how they make a better story by he has to sacrifice himself at the end.
Yeah, what's the Hemsworth movie, the super action movie that they just had?
Extraction.
Okay, I mean, Extraction. If you saw Extraction 1.
You're right. Like, you can die and come back.
Right, you're like, boy, just by that hair of his chinny chin chin.
Well, I thought of the movie The Raid.
Yeah.
There was scenes in here where Jason Statham is working his way up like a stairway in this house where he's about to kill the president of the United States. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's all right. That. It's all right.
Anyway, it's
still worth
one
watching.
One after another is trying to kill him, and he's, you know, it's like The Raid where it's just constant battling, hand-to-hand combat, shooting. Fun.
Love it. I'll give you the IMDb.
Okay.
Yeah, I was too, right. I mean, that's the other thing. They didn't take themselves too seriously. That's why it's different from like a John Wick movie where also you periodically like look at who you're sitting next to and go, you know, shouldn't he have gotten killed by now? Shouldn't somebody at least be able to hit him? But in here, you know, there's enough, a little bit of comic relief, the FBI agents that are following him. There's a little funny between them. Rotten Tomatoes consensus says, cheerfully undemanding and enjoyably retrograde. The Beekeeper proves that when it comes to dispensing action thriller justice, Jason Statham hasn't lost his sting.
There you go.
So there you go. Cheerfully undemanding. I like that line. You
it's
know,
just a popcorn movie, right, Bill?
And these movies 100%. Aren't successful unless you are outraged, just like John Wick's dog being killed. You know, you have to have something in the beginning.
And good one.
Oh, this was great. You aren't pissed.
Yeah, ripping off some nice teacher, you know, all of her savings. You're like, what the hell? I want to beat him up, too.
Did you guys eat popcorn?
I ate a half a bucket.
Oh, half Bill a bucket?
Did. Mine was good.
You guys didn't refill it for me and bring it over?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
For the first time ever, I did not have a drink of anything or candy or popcorn at a movie. I think in my entire life, that was the first time I have gone to a movie. Now, it was a 250.
Oh, look at your sleeves are getting loose.
Right.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah,
I'm trying to get in shape.
There you go. And well, I had almost no butter and there was no salt on there, so it was just popcorn.
I was very tempted, but I knew that.
Well, I'm sure there's a little salt on there when they pop it.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you didn't add salt.
I didn't, no.
Or other stuff.
Cool. Okay, so give me...
So, anyway.
Okay.
Okay, I gave it a... Let me look. Actually,
I'm going to give it a B. I'm giving it a B.
I like that.
I don't have my number. Beekeeper. Let's see. That was...
I don't want to go over the top because, I mean, you know...
February 9th, I saw that. And it was... I gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
On
Yeah, you were psyched. I mean, you said... Loved it.
I did love it.
It is a great movie experience. I thought, you know, and maybe it will hold up on rewatch because it's just a fun movie. That's one where you can just like put it on maybe on a Saturday and just go like, yeah, I know what I'm in for and it's going to be fun. I don't have to think.
What did you give it for a grade, Bill?
Well, I gave it a B+, and okay. I, you know, that might have been too high. Maybe a B is more realistic.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. Beekeeper, great movie. Have you seen any clunkers lately? Let's just jump to clunkers. I'm looking through my stuff.
Oh, I was going to mention Jason Statham's in Redemption on Netflix, but I don't think that's a clunker. I think it was, you know.
Oh.
But
have you seen any clunkers?
I have seen a clunker, and it was called. Self-reliance.
Oh, okay.
Self-reliance. I'm not ready for...
Give us the two-minute review.
No, I don't... Yeah,
can you clunkers we don't talk long about, right?
Off the top of your head. I mean, do you need some information on it?
I'm going blank.
I'll tell you about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I saw that one on your recommendation. I knew you were going to watch it, so I said, you know what the hell, I'll watch it too.
Yeah, 2.5 stars. Wasn't really scary. There was a couple... interesting kills like that float that came unhinged and kind of went through the back of the truck and...
Yeah, right. I mean, they definitely... It was... That was what they were going for. They were going for some unique kills.
Now
they put a lady in the oven and cooked her like a turkey.
Here's
that was one kill.
Here's the thing. Somebody spoiled it, and I knew who the killer was.
Ah.
Okay, but that actually made the movie slightly better.
Oh, did it?
And
okay.
And worse going, they kept on... So I was... aware of where the killer was in every scene.
Okay.
And it was impossible. He wasn't getting to kill these people.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
It was total garbage.
It's been out for a while. Can we spoil it or no?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Patrick Dempsey is the killer.
He's the cop. And so, like...
He's the cop.
He's out in his car, and then they go into a building, and all of a sudden he's... killing somebody, right. And then he can get back
wearing
into his uniform.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Very, very much impossible that way. And then also, I mean, I guess that's why he's in the movie. I thought it was weird casting because I was like, oh, why is Patrick Dempsey doing this, like, you know, kind of goofy slasher movie? And I guess it was because I get to be the, you know, reveal at the end. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Garbage.
Yeah. Definitely... Not,
I was hoping it was going to at least be kind of old school slasher.
Yeah, it was.
Or like Scream, but nah.
I mean, to me, what was ridiculous in that movie was the first scene. The entire setup for the movie is so stupid that it's unbelievable.
Oh, right.
The it's based on the premise of the movie is that it's Black Friday. And people rush into a Walmart-like store and go crazy, and then people are killed or hurt because people are trying to get their waffle makers, and people are stampeded and whatnot. And
Patrick Dempsey's girlfriend falls to the ground and gets basically just stomped.
Oh my God.
It's so unrealistic that anybody got hurt. I'm like... Are you serious? You're going to stomp somebody so you can get a $30 waffle maker. It was so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That first scene where they're setting up the whole movie, I'm like, there's no reason that this would ever happen, especially in today's world.
If you want the good movie, watch Krampus.
Okay.
That's the good movie.
There you go.
All right, one
star.
So Self-Reliance, okay. You might see it. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Written, directed by, and starring Jake Johnson. You might remember him.
Okay.
He was in Mummy.
The Mummy. He wrecked The Mummy.
He wrecked most movies. He was from That Girl, I believe.
Yeah, he wrecked
everything. Anyway, so here's this premise.
Okay.
Somehow, he answers an ad. They're going to give him $1 million.
Okay.
He has to go 30 days without getting killed. But
yes, this looked interesting to me.
Are not allowed to kill him.
I just saw it, Bill. I just saw that movie.
Yeah,
okay. Anna Kendrick. Okay, so you're in a motel sleeping with Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
That's like a good thing. So he pays her. Says, "Well, I'm going to get $1 million."
Bill, I saw the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking
podcast
to other people out there.
But that's not how we do it. You're supposed to be talking to Don. Talk to Don. All right.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Okay.
So you think that would be a good movie, right?
Yes, right. The trailer that I remember, he's in the car with a celebrity by the name of Andy.
Oh yeah, Sam.
Sandberg. Andy Sandberg.
Right, right.
And that's where the premise is. That's where he learns about.
Sandberg says, "Well, somebody paid me to tell you about this, and we're gonna now take him to this warehouse."
Okay,
and that's where they explain it to him, and he goes,
"Okay,
I accept."
There you go.
What's the name of it? I want to look to see.
Self-Reliance.
I was actually psyched on that because I like Andy Sandberg, and
I gave it 3 stars, Bill.
Jake Johnson.
Out of 10.
No, out of 5.
Oh, I like Jake.
So I must have liked it a little better at the time, but I agree. Awful.
It's supposed to be a thriller and a comedy.
Yeah, I'm going to change that to
there
two
was
stars.
A couple of points where I giggled a bit.
Okay.
It's way too slow to be a thriller. But I just thought, this is a great premise, and you are blowing it.
Yeah.
Really low budget. So low budget.
It seemed
quality of the cinematography and everything.
Mm. It just seemed like they just kind of went with it and didn't expect it to be good. But I can see,
interesting.
Right, if you could have spent more money on it,
yeah,
it could have been better. Anna Kendrick, that's probably why I gave it enough, because she just...
Yeah, when she's on the screen, it's good.
Yeah, exactly. When she is on the screen, I'm watching the movie and I'm liking it. Yeah.
But yeah, well, she is so delicious. Just a warning out to you there. Okay.
Don't bother. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, C+.
Don't bother.
Recommend C+. Or not recommend? I got 2 hours.
No.
I'd say not recommend.
Okay, love it.
Fast forward just to her.
Okay.
Let me tell you one I just watched today that was supposed to be like a 90% Rotten Tomato, I believe. Don, you'll tell me. Mm-hmm. It's called Marcel, the Shell with Shoes On. And...
Not Marcel good. The Shell. Is this a cartoon?
No.
Stop action, you said,
stop,
I thought?
It's stop action and real. And it has the most irritating voice acting I've ever heard.
Wow.
It's
apparently you are the only person in the entire world that does not like this movie.
1.5 stars.
98% Rotten Tomatoes, which is 2% less than 100.
Okay.
For those who are doing math, and 90% audience score.
Okay, it's if you could get through the absolute slowness of this movie.
Here's the first one, and the audience reviews is exactly mimicking what you're saying here.
Okay,
they give it a 1, and they say terribly dull and boring.
Yes,
I suffered through this film waiting for the laughs and awesomeness to start. There are so many raving reviews. Did we watch the same film? It did not get better. Maybe if you can get enough baby talk in your life, you may like this movie.
It is
if
awful.
You can't get enough baby talk, then it's you might awful. Like this movie. Wow.
It's
I wonder
it's
why
a
people
it's,
liked
it's
it.
A because it's animated and it's well made.
They say visually captivating is the next one, which has 5 stars.
Yeah, it's visually captivating, but it's so... Huh. It's just about a... Wow. About a little shell, like a little clam kind of guy with one eyeball. And like, you get to the story why they all lived in this house together, a bunch of people, like 30.
Okay.
And now there's just him and his grandma are the only people left in this house.
Oh.
And there's a guy's doing like a third person kind of on the screen with his voice, and he's doing a documentary.
Okay.
And... it's not good. And the shell is so irritating. Play it. Play it.
I'm trying to get it.
Got 7.7 on IMDb.
Horrible. If you tell me it's good,
yeah,
I'll eat my hat.
It's a full-length movie, huh?
Full-length movie.
And you watched the entire thing?
No, I had to fast forward.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, you were saying you just could not watch the whole thing.
We went about 20 minutes, and it started to get, like, I started to itch. From how irritating the movie was.
If you go
beautiful.
20 minutes and you're still hoping it gets better, turn it off.
Is it like artsy? Are people saying it's good because it's artsy? You know how that is where people are like, I'm supposed to like this, so I'm going to tell you that I like it.
Yeah, and maybe it has like that Wes Anderson type of comedy that's not actually funny.
Mm. Mm.
You know?
Which I kind of like sometimes. I like Wes Anderson.
I'm just saying,
an A24
the comedy
movie.
is really poor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
It says it's a mockumentary.
Yeah, it is a mockumentary, right. He's telling about his life. It's just terrible. Could you turn up the volume for yourself or no?
I mean,
so
I
it's
could.
Netflix
go ahead.
And Paramount Plus if you want to watch it.
Go ahead. That's grandma.
Okay, let's do it. Hi, everybody. It's Marcel. I'm recording this video because I'm looking for my family.
Ugh.
seen your family?
I couldn't tell you, but a space in my heart gets bigger and louder every day.
Do you know how long?
That's 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to know.
The trailer is 100 times better than the movie.
Right, I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I'm somewhat intrigued.
Watch it. I recommend everybody.
It's a cute little snail.
Everybody to watch it and tell me why I'm
with one eyeball.
What channel is it on?
Netflix or Paramount Plus?
I believe it is on Netflix. Just came out today, which is Saturday the 24th. Okay. There we go. That's my rant.
That's a clunker for you.
Boom. How about you, Don? Any clunkers?
I guess Thanksgiving was the clunker I watched.
Oh, the horror movie?
Beth actually said, please turn it off.
Please.
Please she turn this
begging.
Off.
Begging.
And that got high ratings.
Unbelievable. I was excited to see it.
Which one?
Marcel.
Marcel. He's talking Marcel now.
Oh, you're talking that. I'm talking Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving I made it through fine.
Oh, yeah, but...
I made it through fine, but it was, like, only because there were some interesting kills. I would say that was not a, you know, a one.
If I would have saw...
I'd say Thanksgiving is a C-.
If I would have saw Marcel...
D+.
With the shell and the shoes on, whatever it's called. At the theater, I guarantee I would have walked out.
Whoa.
100%. That would have been...
Wow.
I've only walked out of one movie, and I was with Don.
Yep.
But it was that painful.
What was the movie we walked out of again?
Analyze That.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
Yep.
Analyze This was the original, and then Analyze That.
The sequel.
Oh, my God.
No one has ever seen, except for us two. We were the only two who
went to the theater,
seen.
And we were there for about a half hour and went, what the fuck? Did we sneak into another movie? Or did we just leave disgusted?
No, I think we went home. We maybe vandalized some cars, something like that. We're pissed off.
One that was supposed to be a clunker.
Okay.
You guys said it wasn't that good. But I watched it, and it was bad, but
I can hardly
fun.
Wait.
I mean... It was called Freelance, okay? You're talking about with John Cena, Alan Brie. You want to see a really good couples lost in the jungle kind of movie, see Lost City.
Oh, yeah, of D instead.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So this is like a cheap Lost City in a way. I mean,
You're right. Sandra Bullock is Lost City.
And Brad...
Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
yes.
He has a cameo in that.
Plus, the stripper man movie.
What? Yeah, I forgot. Handsome guy. He plays all the handsome.
Stripper. Keep going. Yeah, Lost City is definitely the upgrade of this.
Yeah, and I would say watch Lost City, but Freelance wasn't that bad. I thought it was
okay.
It
good
was,
for you.
It was silly.
Channing Tatum is in Freelance.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, in Lost City,
that was an A in my opinion. This thing is a C+, but it was fun.
Okay.
You don't know what to watch on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Freelance. John Cena to me kept it going. He made it believable.
John Cena,
he's got to protect this journalist.
He is always John Cena.
Is it better than Vacation Friends 2?
No.
Friends 2.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's definitely better than Vacation Friends 2.
Okay.
Right. You know, John Cena also, Cock Blockers. I want to say that's another one that he was in that is the same person. He's like an over-the-top, gregarious... fun guy, you know, he's always the life of the party, center of attention, and he's still that in this movie, even though he's playing a guy who's like an ex-special forces that turns into a boring lawyer whose wife wants to divorce him because he's so boring.
That's right.
And then he takes a job because...
his buddy says that we need you.
Who is played by Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Who runs a, like...
security.
Special ops security, you know, underground security
Where
force.
Where is this?
This is available on Hulu, I believe. Yes. Okay. Yep, you're getting it on Hulu.
Hulu.
And, you know, if anything, for the guys that are listening, just wait until you get Alison Brie sort of flirting a little bit hard on John Cena in her T-shirt and underwear.
Okay.
Yeah, or how about when she comes out of the shower and she's
that's
just barely covering her
stuff,
cha-chas, with her hands.
Yeah, I thought I was thinking the same scene. I forgot she was coming out of the shower, but
okay.
Yeah, she's still lovely, and
they're all naked and they come out of three different showers.
John Cena, he's funny in this one.
He's funny. It's a comedy. It is an action comedy.
Action. The premise
of the premise of the movie is that. She is a, like, let's say, celebrity journalist.
Okay.
And she is covering this president of a fictitious country who is maybe getting involved in a coup. There's sort of a...
there's a coup against him.
There's a coup against him.
While he is... she is interviewing him.
He's a dictator, but there's a coup happening. Got to survive. They're in some sort of fictitious...
And he's funny,
South American movie. Yeah, that guy's funny, too. Christian Slater's good.
Get warm in here.
All in all, you know, definitely a good, I don't know, Sunday afternoon. I don't know what you would rate it, Bill.
You want to turn your brain off, have a little bit of a giggle. The action keeps going. Mm-hmm. It's a movie that only is like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
1 hour and 48 minutes.
Okay.
I thought it was better than it.
Okay. So we're not talking about clunkers anymore, that we're getting into actual movies you would want to watch.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is a step up.
I'd rate it a Wednesday.
There you go.
I'm kind of waiting for Ricky Stenicki.
Ooh.
With John Cena.
Absolutely. Now that, I bet you.
I think that's coming out on Apple TV.
Is it really? I'll find out here in a second.
I believe so. John Cena.
John Cena, who's also in Argyle, which we'll be hearing about in a while, potentially in as little as 10 minutes.
I don't know. Kelly, I'm not expecting.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Ricky Stenicki. Yeah, that is the comedy with Zac Efron, John Cena, Andrew Satino, the redhead you don't know.
It looks like a great premise.
That looks funny as hell.
Yeah,
that is going to be, hopefully that's my,
it's I don't R. know. I hope it's a good quality, hard R.
Yeah. That's March 7th on Prime. So everybody in the world will be able to see that because everybody has Prime.
Yeah, everybody has Prime.
Netflix.
Everybody has Prime.
I wonder what are the rankings of most subscribers for a streaming service?
Netflix, number one.
Well, of course, Netflix is number one.
I'm probably Prime.
What's number two, three, four, and five?
I would say Prime.
Probably.
I'm just guessing.
Should I ask my phone?
I'd say Max would come in. A strong second.
I don't know.
People just don't want to pony up the $15-16 bucks, though.
Streaming services subscribers.
I found this on the web.
Get it up to the mic, Don. Oh.
Okay. Here we go.
So these are what the biggest
the top
streamers?
10 streaming services.
Okay.
Number 10 is Stars at 15.7 million. Then we're going right.
That's barely anything.
Movies Apple TV at 25 million.
We've got number nine. We have 25 million.
Right, so we're right there. We're right up there. ESPN at 26. Can't believe that. That's just because people are forced to take ESPN. Peacock at 31 million.
Cock again.
Cock. Hulu at 48 million. Things
Fuck
are
yeah.
We are accelerating fast.
Hard.
What number is Hulu?
46.
And 48 million.
We have what do you think is next, Bill?
Paramount?
You nailed it.
Wow.
Wow, you get an extra beer.
I am shocked.
63 million at number 5.
And there's nothing ever on Paramount. I mean, unless you love Tom Cruise.
Yellowstone.
How about, wow, it more than doubles to number 4 at 97 million max. at 97 million subscribers.
They're number four. Okay.
Wow. No wonder they can afford these movies lately.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's good. And it
Disney almost doubles it again.
Doubles it again at 150 million at number three.
Disney. Yeah, I forgot about Disney.
We know what's coming up next, right?
It's got to be
What's
Prime.
The number? What's
number
the number?
Number two would be Prime.
What do you think the number is? We went 150 for Disney.
To 175.
200.
Oh, okay.
Bam.
200 million.
200 for Prime. And, of course,
Netflix about the champion
of all. 260 for Netflix.
Wow.
There you go. Wow. Yeah, so big difference between number one and, I mean, after three, it really drops off.
Okay, there's 330 million people in the United States. That means
everybody has Netflix.
Everybody has Netflix.
Right. And
Prime.
But only a couple of people have Apple TV, which I think has got some of the best stuff that we love the most. Ted Lasso.
25 million.
25 million. Constellation, a new thing we're going to talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
It's hard to get
the chemistry one. Remember that with Brie Larson?
Lessons in
everything.
Chemistry.
I mean, is it that difficult for people to get Apple Plus? I mean,
no.
Maybe they just don't want to.
All you have to do is just load it up. Every TV has an app store.
It's specialized, though. I mean, I guess what Apple TV doesn't have, and probably why it's low, is they do not have an expansive
catalog. Like you
can
burn through it pretty quick.
It's all original stuff. They don't have old sitcoms off of some Paramount. Peacock
or Netflix has
all
years
those
of crap.
Right, Netflix. Right, they just have, and they also buy stuff. I mean, they'll buy. You know, I mean, Netflix had Family Guy for a while.
I mean, Netflix
10 years ago.
Netflix will never have the. I mean, you know, somebody should buy Apple TV. They won't because they don't actually need to sell it. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
It would be principal.
It's like one of the fourth largest. Companies in the United States.
But maybe they could, you know, after like 4 or 5 years, sell a couple of their, like Ted Lasso. Mm. Why don't you sell Ted Lasso to Netflix for $1 billion in 5 years?
Fuck, would that be cool?
Right?
Yeah, it would be smart, but I wonder, you know, I mean, they are very proprietary. They love the exclusivity of being an Apple product. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, you can only get that if you get Apple.
Yeah.
They like that. Okay, well, there you go.
Let me tell you something else.
So
everybody will see Licky Stunicky on Prime or whatever that John Cena movie.
Ricky
Stunicky.
Not Licky.
Licky
my Licky the Sticky.
What's
that is a couple of guys lie about somebody for like their fake friend so that they can go on trips.
Or something.
And they're always there to their wives. They say, we're going to Ricky Stenicki's cancer.
He finally does have cancer, but actually he's just somebody that they go visit. Like, I'm going to visit Doug Shomer in Florida, and there is no Doug Shomer.
Right, exactly. He's a made-up person that they go visit.
You can just go visit your best friend. Like, we're all going to Doug's house because he has a great party.
Right. But then John Cena is somebody they have to make up. Because
they hire him.
Somehow they find out about it, right?
Okay.
And
so
then
to pretend to their wives.
It's a great premise.
Here, I got one. I don't think we talked about it because I saw it on the 18th. Next goal wins.
Thanks for reminding me.
I put 3 stars down.
Oh, I would say that was a B+ for me.
I would say it was a great 3 stars.
Like, a great 3 stars.
Like, you know, the production of it and whatever. It had some problems, but it was very enjoyable. A soccer movie.
Next goal wins.
Yeah.
Next goal wins.
And it was one that, like, Beth and I were like, okay. I mean, even though we love Ted Lasso and that's soccer, still, it's hard to click on a soccer movie.
It is. But you had...
but there's, like, almost no soccer in the entire
Michael,
movie.
Fassbender?
Yeah, Michael Fassbender.
Plays the coach. It's actually a true story. About what country? Remember how they? What's fun is how they say the name of their country in the movie.
I didn't realize the director was actually the whole time. I'm like, that looks like...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it looks just like...
And it's a movie? It's not a series?
It's a movie on Hulu, and Taiki Waititi...
He directed it, but he's also a main character.
He plays the reverend in it.
He's great in it.
It's the true story of the American Samoa. They say Samoa, so different.
Is that where The Rock is from?
Possibly.
I think
you're right.
He's Samoan.
Right. They're those fun country that always is so amped up. They're always doing that little thing where they're
stomping
and shouting before they do a match. It's
crossing their arms like Wakanda. You know,
it's this little island in the Pacific.
Right, and it's almost very tribal, but it's so funny because they just want to score a goal. They've never even scored a goal in international competition.
Right, they've never scored
a tiny goal. Country. And Michael Fassbender plays a coach on that level, the international level, you know, World Cup level, and he's a hothead, and he gets fired, and this is his last chance at being a coach. He gets sent off to American Samoa, to this pathetic team, and of course, it's a feel-good movie, so, you know, you might know that
it's a real feel-good movie.
Feel
it's like
pretty
you're,
good.
You'll be nice and warm
so
watching this.
So easy to watch. I mean, and it's got some good guys in it. Michael Fassbender. I mean,
I really did not want to click on it. I was like, oh, God.
Elizabeth Moss is even in the movie.
Yeah.
Will Arnett is in the movie. Taiki Waititi plays an American Samoan priest in the movie. You know, it's fun. And
it's fun. It's really short.
It's only an hour and 44 minutes, PG-13. Absolutely. The people just seem like such fun people. They're always just so cheery. And his father, you know, the main character, his dad who played the coach, this guy, David Fain, he's like, they have that great accent that love.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of New Zealandish.
Yeah, you want to be there.
Yeah. It's a good movie. I would give it a B+.
Where can you see that?
You can see that on Hulu.
Hulu. All right. Saw another feel-good romantic comedy called Upgraded. Mm. It's
Is that a movie or a series?
It is a movie.
Okay.
Hour 44 minutes. You can see it free on Prime Video. It wasn't rated really high. I mean, it's got Melissa Tomei plays this artist director.
Oh, and, I have seen this.
You know,
I like her.
The actress is stunning. Camila Mendez.
Yeah, and I mean, she plays this part where she's upgraded while she's going with Melissa Tomei to Italy or something to look at some artwork, but she does a really good job. Anyway, she's upgraded to first class. She meets some handsome guy there, so that's the romance going along.
Sure.
But she lies and says she's Melissa Tomei in a way. She says she's the director of the art studio.
Okay.
And then it's just funny after that.
Sure. She's got to probably keep the lie alive. There's a secret going on.
But
there's a romance
out,
building.
Yeah, and it's funny. All the characters are in it that are funny.
Eventually he finds out. He's pissed, probably.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. But it's a, you know, it's a happy ending.
Revolutionary in the rom-com world here? Or are we just talking all your good tropes to just...
All your good tropes. Yeah. It's got a 6.6 on IMDb.
I'm all for a good rom-com. I mean, they are fun to watch. It's easy to listen. I mean, it's similar to, The Beekeeper. You know, it's just a different genre.
I like my rom-coms to be Christmas-oriented, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
I want them really rom-com.
I'll take them. I like them year-round. I'll take them year-round. They do have a lot of good, I mean, there is no shortage of Christmas rom-coms, that's for sure.
No.
They got a whole channel based on him.
Well, this reminded me of The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a high-level movie right there.
Right. Kind of the same plot, except instead of fashion, you've got art.
Okay.
Okay. And now instead of Anne Hathaway, we have this gal who plays the up-and-comer who's going to do good. And all the people that you work with are against you and want you to look shitty.
Sure.
You know, all these mean girls, so to speak.
Mm.
And I thought it was fun. Oh. So I kind of recommend it. I give it a
Wednesday.
What time
of day were you watching that, Bill?
Is it like after dinner? Night, you know, 6 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I'm trying to think of what I know that main actress from. And I don't know if you remember back from a while ago, but she was in Do Revenge, a Netflix movie with Maya
I remember
Hawk.
That one.
That was a good one as well. That
Do
was
Revenge.
Do Revenge, yeah. Sort of. It was that was sort of a Mean Girls scenario. Mm. Also, just a sort of a teen comedy.
One of these days, we're going to have to go through Netflix and start developing a list, like plunk out everything since Netflix has been out that and people have forgotten about.
Yeah, because there are hundreds of them.
I mean, what's that show about the thing they were putting in the back of your neck?
Oh, yes.
You know, like a
there was only two seasons of it. It was terrific.
Wasn't Skarsgård in the first one?
No, that's how I'm going to find it, is a fellow named Joel.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, that was a great show. You talked about it all the time.
It's still there. If you've never seen it, it'd be great.
Right, absolutely. You would love to go see that move, that, yeah.
We're going to
see. Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon.
Oh, Altered yeah. Carbon. Fantastic. I mean, that is an A plus.
What was the
season one was an A plus.
Right around that time there was a show,
at least an A,
with Ant-Man in it.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah, Paul Rudd. Remember he did some type of
he did that clone the clone movie?
Yeah. It was all neon, really neon-y color.
Oh
on
no.
Netflix.
Oh, that was that's one that you guys saw before I did. Right, where
I'm kind of going in this little hole of Netflix. Like, yeah, there's stuff like 5 years old that was really good.
Let's look in the rabbit hole for just a minute. You just keep talking.
Yeah.
All right. Other things good on oldie but goodie on Netflix. I watched The Next 3 Days. That's with Russell Crowe and Olivia Wilde.
Ooh, I and love Olivia Wilde.
He's got to break out his wife, Elizabeth Banks, who was accused of murder, and she didn't kill this person.
Okay.
And he breaks her out of prison.
Oh, wow.
And it's really good.
Is it funny?
No, it's serious? Like serious.
Oh, shit.
And it's good. It's called The Next 3 Days on Netflix. Again, an oldie but goodie.
Keep on going back, Don.
Good
Mute.
Stuff.
Mute.
Mute. That's the one that you were interested in.
We like that. 2018.
That's got Alexander Skarsgård in it.
Oh, okay.
But look at all that neon.
Cyberpunk. Sci-fi.
That's old enough that's not showing up on anybody's
and
feed
that's,
anymore.
Right, and that's a Netflix movie. That's the thing. I mean, God bless Netflix. They have
so much.
I mean, yes, maybe they've helped kill theaters, but made it so much easier for us to watch, you know, decent schlock.
But I'm
on
just
a
saying,
weekly
like,
basis.
You will never. Netflix is the only place that will ever be.
Yeah.
It will never be on, you know, local TV. None of this stuff. It's going to be on Netflix forever. I mean, Netflix
right.
has a catalog.
They
deep,
have deep,
deep, deep.
Don't they spend, what is their budget per year?
Oh, it's all.
Oh, my God. It's
billions. Isn't it like 9 billion?
9 or 10 billion.
And they are in lots of different countries, too, in translating these movies into different languages.
Oh, you're right. I was going to say, also, what is it? Being Yourself? I think
Netflix is one of our customers, DHO.
Okay, so so Beekeeper is the title of this podcast.
Yeah.
But I want to know, what was the best thing you have seen?
Living with Yourself.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Paul Rudd.
What is the best thing you have seen since our last episode.
Oh boy, you put me on the spot here. I want to say
Beekeeper.
I want to say
Next Goal Wins.
Next Goal Wins, actually, but I have been watching shows, and even though it's Movie Chatter Podcast, we said last year the best stuff we watched was series.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I want to say that Masters of the Air is really good. I've been loving that a lot.
Okay.
That's quality.
You know, I mean, it's not like I'm going to watch Masters of the Air 10 times over.
It's not like Band of Brothers quality.
It's not Band of the Brothers, but it's really good, and I am concerned about the characters in it.
Okay.
And I want to watch it. I really... So I would have to say that's probably the best thing that I've been watching.
How about you, Bill?
Well, I watched the I watched three different series recently.
I want
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I want the best.
Oh.
Yeah. What is your favorite? You can go
back. It's
qualified.
Yeah. All right, best, I guess, who is Erin Carter on Netflix?
Mm.
Who is Erin Carter? She plays this...
I may have another one.
Skinny little teacher, and it takes place in a different country, I believe, Spain.
Yeah.
But she, you know, in her former life, she was like a CIA operative, and it's an action movie, believe it or not.
Okay, it's a movie, not a series.
No, it's a series.
Oh, okay.
But it, you know, it's, you'll like it. You'll like it.
I think Bill forgot about that one that you're...
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, show Bill, it to Bill him. Watched this a lot, and I just finally watched it.
Oh, you're right. That would probably be the best one that I've watched. And that's a movie, American Assassin.
It's good. It's
Michael
good.
Keaton.
You're the one that introduced us to it, so you talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a great...
Whoa, sorry. That was actually me pulling the cord out from the table.
Bit of a mic problem there.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay. So it's very good. It's 2017. It's on Netflix. And I don't know, it just came up.
It came up on the list, like they were pushing it, so it made their top 10.
Right.
And I think I told you guys, watch the first 20 minutes.
You said five.
You said five.
Oh, that's right.
You said five.
5 minutes.
And the first five is really good.
5 minutes gets you through an extremely high action, intense movie that actually sets up the entire premise of the movie.
And you'll want to watch the whole thing.
Right. And then you're like, okay. The thing about... So I changed my answer to American Assassin.
Okay, American Assassin.
Which was just really fun to watch. And
I really liked it.
It's a good movie.
I give it high rank. I still have Michael Keaton. I still can't believe that he's...
Right.
He doesn't have the 100% believability that he is a badass.
He plays a guy that's going to train this American assassin.
Right. That's the only thing that redeems is that at no point in the movie is he required to be, you know, an action hero. I mean, a little bit. He is doing some fighting in there.
I mean, I keep on thinking he's going to say 220, 221, whatever it takes. You know, he was from, what was that movie?
I don't know.
The... Mr. Mom. He's always going to be Mr. Mom.
Okay. I mean, but he was Batman, so you got to... I mean, he was...
No, but Mr. Mom is like tattooed.
Oh, I also liked him in Multiplicity.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, he's a comedian.
Yeah, he is a comedian, so
to be honest,
I can't take it serious.
Dylan O'Brien, to me, was almost...
He's like out of nowhere.
More of a stretch... For an assassin.
I kept thinking this should be Mark Wahlberg.
Right. This kid, Dylan O'Brien,
I think that he's better.
Looks like he's about 5'5 and about 135, you know.
But
he's got great hair and he's
like
a handsome man.
Driven.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's like a hand-to-hand combat kind of situation. But, I mean, that's a kid from Maze Runner and Teen Wolf.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maze That's what Runner. He's from. But
I love that, you know, he seeks revenge by going on his own to... So he learns Persian.
Yeah.
He seeks out this terrorist cell.
Yeah.
Okay. And he goes and tries to kill him himself.
Yeah, yeah.
No CIA, nothing.
Right. So by the end of the movie, I mean, I have definitely bought into him being that assassin. And it's because he does such a great job of just really portraying that revenge. I mean, he's just, that's the entire movie is he never loses that bloodlust for who fucked up his fiance. Yeah,
he's got that intensity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep. So, that's a good one. That is a good one. It's definitely just a simple action movie. I mean, you know, I would have to say, what would you say as far as action movies, one-person army movies, Beekeeper versus American Assassin? Where do you go there?
Ooh, let's see what I gave American Assassin.
I might... God, that's a... I'd say a tie.
So Jason Statham, I mean, okay, if I had Jason Statham and Dylan O'Brien hand-to-hand in the same room, Assassin versus the Beekeeper, who's going to win?
I'm going to go with Jason Statham.
I am too. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
But it'd be a good fight. It is they're both equivalent.
I didn't actually put that in my log. So.
Oh, wow.
I think I would give it a good... solid 4 stars.
Okay. Yeah, I would have to say solid 4 stars.
Yeah, highly recommend American Assassin on Netflix. Action.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good story,
80-some percent, right?
Yeah. And I would say of Beekeeper versus American Assassin, this is like a more serious story, obviously. American Assassin, that's definitely more serious.
Right, a little bit more realistic.
Right, I mean, they're both, it's almost both... Both are revenge type movies, actually, right?
That's true.
Grandma versus fiance.
That's true.
You know, both get wiped out in the first 5 minutes of the movie. Sorry.
Don't.
Spoiler. The best thing I saw, I just saw moments before you came over, which maybe this guy would, who he's going to take on, the American Assassin or Beekeeper. Maybe Gerard Butler.
Oh, that's right. Ooh,
I want to hear about this.
In a submarine.
What's it called? Killer Hunter? Hunter Killer?
Hunter Killer.
Hunter Killer.
2018. I saw it.
Great movie.
God, is that a good movie? Holy cow.
Wow.
It's just Russia is the bad guys, and it's a...
Very clever writing.
And really...
Fast moving.
Great sets. I mean, it's... On a sub?
Is it all sub stuff?
Yeah, all submarine.
Is this Hunt for Red October's
situation? Better. But more action-y.
Yeah, ooh, for some reason, good. it just goes fast.
And there's also a crew of Americans that are like Navy SEALs that are on land also.
Okay.
And the sub and the Navy SEALs get together. It's actually
all right,
cool.
give me the premise. Bill, can you do a...
No, yeah. I'll give you the premise. Okay. It's about a... Like a coup in Russia.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I'm
going to need more.
There's a coup takeover over the president, and that's basically it.
And Gerard Butler, he is running. He's the commander of this sub.
Right. You know, and there's a little build up. There's a couple little action scenes there.
Okay.
You know, but basically, we need you to take your sub and get into Russia and pick up the captured Russian president.
Boom. You nailed it. That's what it says on IMDb. Untested American sub captain teams with U.S. Navy SEALs to rescue Russian president who has been kidnapped by a rogue general.
But I mean, you know, there's landmines and there's high tension the entire movie.
Potential nuclear war.
Oh, wow.
Huh. And then gunshots and firefights in the woods. I mean, you know, there's some great...
Yeah, so it's not all sub.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Does it move along nicely?
It does.
It does move along. It's a home theater movie. The bombs and the gunfire.
And it's free on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Gary Oldman.
It's not your typical Gerard Butler
movie. Oh, Linda Cardellini's in it. Sign me up.
Oh, yeah. She's like a...
That's right.
She's like, you know, Secretary of Defense type of person.
Oh, right. So she's in the back office.
Right. She's
guiding them.
Right, right.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, that's the best thing I've seen.
Great lately. Cinematography, great quality.
And another one that I really...
Movie quality.
I really didn't want to click on it.
Very good.
I didn't want to click on it. Hunter Killer, Sub, Gerard Butler. I mean, there was nothing making me go... It's just because it's February and there's really not much happening.
Yeah, let's just check it out.
Let's check it out. And I was like, damn.
Isn't that something? People spent an entire year probably making that movie.
Oh, yeah.
More than that to write it and the whole deal, get the money and get it out onto that. And then you just on a whim finally watch it. Isn't that interesting? I mean, there's so much of that. Just
there's so many movies out there.
So many movies. There's so much.
Well, the problem is
work goes into
is
it.
The yes. TV shows, like on Apple Plus, we're going to talk now about a show called Constellation, where that is a movie.
Oh my gosh.
Movie quality, but it's a series.
Right. It's 8 episodes.
I mean, everything
three available
Apple.
Now.
Right. I mean,
and it absolutely is movie quality.
Sandra
for
Bullock
sure.
was in a movie
Gravity.
Gravity. This is that quality of ship. They're in a space station.
Oh, the accuracy of what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's a CPR scene. Did you that CPR?
Oh God.
Oh my God. Where they're having to like push their feet against a wall so they can
give this guy a CPR.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because otherwise they're weightless.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. The first two.
It's warm.
You could just watch the first two of Constellation.
Oh God, what are you doing?
And not watch the rest.
Is that
ginger beer?
Oh, okay, forget it. I thought that was like a beer. I'm like, what is Don doing? I thought you just opened up like
a cocktail.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a great idea.
So
I didn't know it was soda.
Who do you remember the name of the lead gal on this Constellation?
Numi Respace.
Yeah, that cool name. And in much of it, they're speaking Swedish, so they'll translate it at the bottom.
Yeah, it's International Space Station, so they're all international.
They're talking different languages.
It's a confusing show. I mean, like...
It is confusing.
At the beginning of... I've only seen two.
And this is sci-fi, so there's some weird shit going on.
Am I going to know...
No.
After the third one, is it going to give you a little bit more, or no?
Yes. Right. There's a little bit of a reveal in the third episode that starts to explain things a little bit.
I mean, we're talking about a different type of matter.
This gentleman here.
Yeah, he explains it.
Who is such a crazy actor, Jonathan Banks.
He's from Breaking Bad.
He has such...
What a face, huh?
He has so much character in that face.
Look at that face. There's no hair. There's like... His nose looks like it's been growing in a... I don't know.
You'll remember him from
Mushroom Farm.
I can hardly wait to look like him someday.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Anyway, he plays like a former astronaut, but he's got this experiment going on because he's also a physicist.
He's Bud
Quantum
Cauldron.
Physics.
Yes.
And there he will explain in the second or the third...
It's a third episode.
A third episode. He will explain it.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this. It's a little bit of a spoiler, but this will... This will help you understand what's going on.
It might pull you in a little bit.
There's a concept in quantum physics that...
I'm familiar with.
That a particular atom, when you break it up and you move some of the particles, no matter how far away they are, they will come back together through dark matter. And that particle that's like could be on the moon knows its place and will be back here. And they will be exactly the same.
So they can actually occupy two different locations at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the part, that actual science there, that's where actually observing that, supposedly, changes the effect of it.
Okay.
Okay, well, they take
well,
this.
That's,
this
right.
is the premise of the movie, I believe.
Right. Yeah, and like all, like we were saying when we were talking about it earlier, I think all good science fiction is based on some real science. And this is where you get into theory and you start to just come up with, you know, spitballing how could this really relate to the world.
I love the fact of no matter how critical the situations get in the first and second episode, it could be life and death right to the moment. And when he gets on the radio, all he cares,
Do
you have the experiment in your hand?
Yes, right. There's a crisis going on.
I don't care about
so callous.
Crying children.
I don't care if everybody's dead. You got to get this.
Yeah. So there's this glowing green
canister.
Tube thing that she's got to bring back.
He's the
space station.
Astronaut, military, driven by the...
Do you know how many episodes it's going to be?
I think it's 8 or 9.
And Didn't you think it had a feeling of horror in a way, like The Shining?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I thought I was thinking horror in space. What's the horror in space?
Event Horizon?
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
It had a little Event Horizon in it.
Mm, yes. Right. Trapped in a stranded ship. You don't know where it's going.
Cadaver.
And Numi, she has a daughter who's back on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's scenes where she's dreaming or something.
Alice.
Where she's back on Earth and she's running through the snow like in Shining.
Yeah.
And she goes into this old building trying to find her daughter. Where are you? Mommy. And that's all she can hear in the blinding snowstorm.
So
Mommy, where are you?
I'm thoroughly confused. It's still part of the movie. I mean, that's where it's like, I don't know. Is this not time travel? Is this multidimensional? Is this the whole thing about multiple realities at the same time? Some sort of ghost thing going on? Are you my real mommy? The whole thing about...
I hope it's dimensional.
Oh, you smell like you used to smell.
Oh, yeah. And then the one kid doesn't smell.
Cool.
She doesn't smell. She's like, who are you?
Yeah. And then, are you my mommy? You don't... Right, that's when it gets to be really wild. That's when they're taking that premise of that real science and they just give that to some writers and they're like, make a story.
Yes.
You know, they give that to some AI.
Yeah,
I
was just going to say AI
just say,
came up with the story.
Right, I'm
shocked how well the whole space accuracy floating around. I mean, it's like gravity. I mean, the quality of...
Yeah.
Them floating.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is
so...
The sets are crazy.
Sets are great. I love that. There's some sequences where they're in a no gravity situation where they make a point of making sure they show you like bracing their feet to do stuff.
Okay.
You know, CPR for one or blasting something.
The detail quality, like I say, it was like the movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock and Clooney.
Oh, right. And that, which also had a little ghost-like segments in it.
Oh, that's right.
A little bit with Clooney.
That's right. But quality cinematography and everything, I don't know if they can keep it up. So if you just watch the first two episodes never watch anything else, I think it's actually worth it.
Probably, although you're going to be like, well, how does this conclude?
Well, there's a couple little teeny happy endings at each episode.
Okay.
Is this like a, so they give you 3 to start. What day are we going to get the new one, number 4?
I'll let you know.
I think it's on a Thursday.
Is it? It seems like Apple's always coming out on Fridays.
I'd like a nice Wednesday.
I remember it wasn't Friday.
New episode on Wednesday. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Perfect.
28th, which would normally be the last day of the month, but it's leap year.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that is worth it, and it's another Apple show that is so freaking good.
Yeah, so you got that, and then you have the Masters of Air, which is a World War II.
Mm, yes. I like Masters of the Air as well. I would say that I talked about that being one of my favorite things I'm watching. It's got you know, Austin Butler. It's got a bunch of other guys who you don't necessarily know, but who are really good actors. I mean, absolutely well done. Maybe the massive amount of CGI is not the, you know, it's not Avatar quality, but it's good enough.
Oh, that's so interesting.
There's a lot of airplane. I mean, obviously all the airplanes in the movie are CGI.
I liked that there was like new World War II shit that was going on that I've never seen in a World War II movie before.
Right. Oh, really? Okay.
Remember the scene where they have, they take bicycles in their barracks and they're racing around?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was kind of weird.
It is.
Different.
It is. And actually, what's interesting about it is if there's ever a movie about, it seems like, World War II pilots, it's always going to be about fighter pilots. I mean, and even in the modern movies, Top Gun.
Right.
It's obviously fighter. This is all about the B-17 Flying Fortresses.
Right.
And how their bombing runs into Germany, you know, that's where they were trying to take out ball bearing factories and, you know, things like that. You never see that. But what is also interesting is that they show the life that these guys live. And because they are so valuable, obviously, pilots are a lot more tough to come by than a grunt, you know, running in, you know, off of a boat onto the shore of whatever, that they show that they're actually pretty well taken care of. In, you know, they come back from these missions, there's like a bar that they all go to and everybody, you know, has a good time. They're always throwing parties for them. They'll give them leave where they'll go to a place where they can almost, it's almost like a retreat in London. They'll give them a pass that way. They get a really nice breakfast all of the time. They're really well taken care of. But to make it to 25 missions is nearly impossible. You know, so
they're always being shot down.
They're always being shot down. So just being able to survive is really the whole thing. And that ends up being a lot of the movie are the characters that you get to know going to make it through the next mission, you know? And so that's kind of cool. And there's even there's a point in there where you don't know, you know, did this guy survive? And then they'll get shot down and then they'll, did you see any chutes? You know, and they'll float to the ground and then have to try to run, you know, get to safety somehow that way. That would be terrible. Could you imagine that?
So quality, it's worth the, what do they charge now? Like it's probably $8 a month.
$10.
$10 is up to?
Yeah. But absolutely worth it for sure. I would say that's a good one. And there's plenty more to go.
Yeah. That's a show.
That's a show. Too much.
All right.
Hour and 22 minutes.
Wow.
That was a long one.
Yeah. Depends on what podcast standards you have.
Well, right. If you're listening to Lex Freeman,
he's a good 3 hours.
Easy.
Mm.
5 hours.
I have been listening a lot to Lex.
Yeah, he does. He does 5 hour podcasts.
Does he?
Often.
Three and a half is like the longest one. Yeah, Joe Rogan, obviously 3.5. I've been listening to a guy named Jordan B. Peterson.
Okay. Yeah,
he's good.
He's good.
Interesting fellow.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. You just wasted an hour and 22 minutes, you
We'll
say?
Catch up with Kelly and Argyle next time.
Yeah.
Kelly and I have also been watching The Morning Show.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Well, sounds good. Until next time, goodbye.
10-4 over and out.
Later.